Access Mobile listening.
This pretty weather would wake you up. I knew this pretty weather would wake you up in 4MMW.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm always up early, you know. I'm up at 6 o'clock most mornings. I was up a little earlier this morning, so I can get the coffee going, but no, I'm usually up early.
Mornings, I kind of sleep in to about 7:30 or 8:30. Well, somewhere right in there. 8:30 is about the latest I can sleep. The bed starts getting hard at that point on my hips, all my sore joints.
You don't have too much of a choice, you know. By 5:30, 6 o'clock, the cats are jumping on me. Yeah, you know, we got peepers and patches that jump up on the bed, and Kiki's out in the kitchen yelling for Mama to feed her. So, and I'll get to sleep past 6 or 6:30.
Cops did you, so, and they're never late.
Well, it is the absolute truth, because even when we changed the clocks a couple of weeks ago, you know, we normally feed Kiki around 4 o'clock, and then when 4 o'clock gets close, she's out there yelling at Sally, "Hey, feed me."
Changed. That hour, did that mess them up, or were they all still on track?
No, I swear to God, my cats can tell time. I swear to God. No, it didn't affect them. 4 o'clock, Kiki's right on it.
Most animals, when you get home, first thing you gotta do is let them out and all that kind of stuff. They look for you at that certain time, whatever that feeling is they have, or the sun or something.
Up before Sally, and I'll be milling around the kitchen or something. Kiki will stay right in the kitchen curled up. As soon as she hears Sally start wrestling around in the room, Kiki is like, meow, meow. And I'm like, oh my God, she heard Sally get up.
That's like my crazy bird that I got. He can hear Gail moving around, and then he goes, starts screaming and hollering to come talk to him.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Steve is looking for you. He was on here a few minutes ago, but he had to duck out to go into a store somewhere. I guess he's got a honeydew list he's working on today.
Yeah, I was supposed to make an announcement. I think today is our dinner we're supposed to have over at 11:30, but we're not going to make it. There's going to be a real high school reunion coming up toward the end of the year. I was going to start letting everybody know that of that date. I got to find it in my phone now.
Okay, no problem. I'm rolling along here. Did you just leave your house?
St. Mark Road, headed toward 290.
I'm past that four-way stop where that little restaurant is, and the Dollar General across the way.
Jump on me. You ahead of me.
I want to stop and put some liquid gold in the car somewhere.
Yesterday to mine to keep it rolling down the road for some reason. He was headed toward that E-Mart. I said, well, dang, I better hurry up and do it, because it's going to cost me a fortune to fill it up.
Oh, especially that big thing you drive.
Picked up a tank, and it took $75 to fill it up.
Ouch. Okay. All right, well, I'm gonna hang the mic here. I'll meet you over on 5-2 when we get closer.
That's good. And 4MMW Mobile.
82HXS Mobile. I'll be listening on both.
204WWZ. Is there any station out there available for the Q-Show? To any station, this is Kilo Oscar 4 of Whiskey Zulu.
4QLG, KO4NUE. 4QLG, KO4NUE. QLG, no contact, I'm clear.
KO4 QLG, go ahead.
let you know I'm probably about 5 miles out, over.
Sounds good. I'm up here at the house right now.
I think I may have left my keys at home, and your keys too. So I may have to go visit my neighbor, so add two more check marks to the back of the door, over.
You work on making my day better, ain't you?
That's all I can do for you.
And I think I want to be there when that look comes over my neighbor's face. So I might just meet you over there at his place.
KO4NU, I'm trying to figure out some kind of comeback, but I might just have to own it. Hold on, bud. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Hang on, that Chad. Man, look, listen. You ain't the only one. I'm 23 years old, and I forget things every day.
You know, I got a cousin that he writes things down on the back of the door. Every time I forget something, he keeps a little tally mark there. And I forget what number we own, but it's not looking good for me.
Just 100, Chad 50.
The other way around. I bet Chad 100 and Chris about 2.
Remember how that got started, don't you?
I do, but when I started it, I didn't plan on it biting me. But looks like that's the way it's going to end up.
Get that way, darn.
Let's try to tear this truck apart first before I take another tally mark. They might be in here. I'll just have to look and see, but I'm sure going to try.
Well, that's all right, Chad. The other day, on Sunday, I was up at my brother's house, and I was outdoor going to visit my neighbor, and I lost my keys. It turned out they fell in his yard.
Sometimes, you know, that happens. But sometimes I lose my glasses, and Chris will say, "Well, they're on your head," or I'll lay them down somewhere, and he picks them up and collects them. So I just go buy a whole bunch of them, and that way, when I lose a pair, everywhere I go, I know I've left one or two pairs there. I can use it then.
Are you going to disagree about lunchtime? I was wanting to see if maybe we could grab a bite to eat together.
Well, let's see. I think I got a meeting with one of the group members at 11. So I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, bud.
I won't leave you. I'm sorry.
That's a KO4NUE. I've got I'm scheduled to have lunch with one of the club members today, and I don't think I'm going to be able to make it with you, over.
Be fine. I was going to see if maybe you and he could go over what we was last night, just a little bit, so when I check into the net tonight, I know what I need to do.
Good job. Okay, so when you check into the net tonight, and it comes time for your check-in, what you're going to do is say it's appropriate to give a greeting. To say, all right, so for example, Gary's calling the net tonight. So what I do is I would say, good evening, Gary, and everyone on the net. This is KO4NUE. Please check in. I'm sorry, let me start over. And everyone on the net, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. I'll be in and out tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling the net.
Good evening, Chad. Kilo Oscar Fuller, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. Let me start over. Good evening, Chad, and other guy on the net. Please check in. Kilo Oscar Fuller, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu, KO4WWZ, Chandler and Easley, and I'll stick around for some comments.
That was outstanding. Absolutely outstanding, young man. So, another way you could do that is you could say, good evening, Gary, and everyone on the net. This is KO4WWZ. I would like to, let's see, let me start over.
Hello, boy.
Good evening, Gary, and everyone on the net. This is KO4WWZ. Please notify the following station upon check-in to remain on frequency after the net. KO4NUE. No, that don't sound right either. Let me try again. Over. And everyone on the net, this is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Please notify KO4NUE upon check-in to remain on frequency during the RAG tube. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
Good evening, Gary. Everyone on the net, this is KO4WWZ, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. Please notify the following stations that I would like for them to remain on frequency during the RAD queue. WD8RON and KO4NUE.
Let's change RAD queue to roundtable. How about that? Good evening, Gary, and everyone on the net. This is KO4NUE. Please notify KO4WWZ upon check-in to remain on frequency until the RAG tube portion of the net. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
Good evening, Gary, and everyone on the net. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu, Chandler and Easley. Gary, if you would please, I would like for you to notify KO4NUE to remain on frequency for the RAD tube upon check-in. Thank you, Gary. Good evening to all.
Standing. That is perfect. So, if you would like to talk with the net controller for a few minutes, and typically that conversation lasts anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. Because you have other people that want to talk, right? So you would tell the net controller that you would like to be in for comments so that when he gets to the RAG tube portion, he'll pick you up and you can have a conversation with the net controller for a few minutes. If someone else wants to be a part of that conversation, and they want to enter that conversation between you and Gary, how would they do that? So when you say comment, it's at the net controller's discretion as to when he lets you into the conversation. And that way, that's being polite and respectful to the rest of the people checking in, right?
Actually, that's kind of what I just did with you and Chris.
You did just fine. So maybe let's practice that tonight on the net, and that way Mr. Gary can move on down the log pretty quick, because on Wednesday nights, Gary has a swap net too, right?
Sure. You're the net controller tonight, Chad.
Add another little tick mark to the log, because I forgot again, but that's okay. I usually can remember when it's time. But you're doing a really good job, and really proud of you. You're doing great.
Chad, and also, at the same time, I'm going to try to learn how to, take control of my station with the Yazoo, and learning how to appropriately check into the net and everything that you're teaching me, which I'm very grateful for. Me and my friend, KD4KHI, are trying to learn how to program a DMR radio.
Good luck with it. I don't know that much about DMR. I got a feeling I'm gonna eventually have to learn, but I'm fighting it.
Randall says, we gotta learn how to use it because eventually somebody's not smart enough to switch it on over to that. Which I wouldn't like that. I like the analog too, but I don't know if analog's gonna stick around long or not.
Roger that. Well, Mandel's a pretty smart fella. And he knows where to push the team, and that's I think we'd be do right by following him. But at any rate, so you gonna try out your new procedures tonight on the net? Over.
So I'm going to do my best. Can you be a net controller in a practice run, and maybe I can practice with you real quick?
Right about. So, let me figure out for a minute how I'm gonna do that. I might need to think through that a little bit. Don't have the preamble in front of me. But let's do it this way. So, this is KO4NUE taking check-ins tonight. Are there any stations with the suffix that begins with Whiskey through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE.
Good evening, Chad. Another doggy on the net. This is KO4WWZ, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. Please check in, KO4WWZ. I will stick around for comments. QTH tonight is easily. Oh, I messed that up.
Oh, that's okay. It might be helpful if you write it down, but let's try one more time. Over. 4NUE, taking check-ins for any station, Whiskey through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Chad, everybody on the net. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ, Chandler and Easley, and Chad, please notify WD8RN upon check-in that I would like for him to remain on frequency during the RADC portion. Good evening to everybody on the net.
That was great, but take out RADC and put round table into that portion. That was outstanding, but let's try one more time and let's get RAGQ in your brain. This is KO4NUE. Any station checking in with the suffix that begins with Whiskey through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ, Chandler and Easley. And Chad, if you would please notify WD8RN upon check-in to the main old frequency for the round table. Good night and good evening to all.
That is perfect. You did really well. Now that's going to help the net controller out, and that's also going to help the other stations, so the net controller can get through the check-ins and move on to the roundtable portion. Now, I think that's good enough for now. There's some other things we'll talk about, but maybe we'll talk about them tonight. But that is just about perfect. So good job, young man. Good job. Okay, so I'm at my destination. So I'm on clear on out and say 73's, Chandler. I'm proud of you. KO4NUE, I am clear.
Check KO4WWZ.